The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This stuff goes on. The FBI spying on the Trump campaign?
Well, yeah, it's going on. It's not going to stop anytime soon. This is the investigation into the investigation. We've got, congressional committees now that want to know about the beginnings of the investigation into Trump. Was it done right? Was it predicated correctly? And then when they started it, did they do the right thing? And that's sort of what they're talking about today. We're told, are unreleased transcripts from secretly recorded conversations between FBI informants, call them spies if you want, and ex-Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos. Trey Gowdy, the former congressman, said this could be game-changing if the public were ever allowed to see them. And they should have been released, he says. If the Bureau, he said, is going to send in an informant, the informant's going to be wired, and if the Bureau's monitoring the telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. Where are the tapes? They've not been released. And he says he understands that on at least one of those, there is exculpatory information that would be good for Trump, which may be why it hasn't been released.
What a way. What a way they do business there. Everyone's taping everybody else. Good God. What's this Supreme Court case?
Well, a Native American hunter of the Crow tribe was convicted 5 years ago of hunting out of season on national parkland. Calvin Herrera is his name. He said, that's not fair. Native Americans have the right by the treaty that took away from them, Montana and Wyoming, to hunt on uninhabited national parklands there because they need meat to eat. The government argued the treaty was made invalid when Wyoming officially became a state. Liberal justices on the Supreme Court agreed with Herrera. He had a right to be hunting there. The conservatives did not, except for Neil Gorsuch, named to the High Court by President Trump, who agreed declaring statehood doesn't obviate a treaty. Ending the treaty, he said, ought to take some specific action of Congress, and that has not happened. So the guy goes, it's okay, he can shoot a deer and eat if he's hungry.
And a quick one on that suspension.
Well, how stupid was this? Lacey Township High School in New Jersey suspended two boys for 5 days because they went with their families to shoot guns at a range, not having anything to do with school, after school activity on the weekend. In fact, it was a gun safety event. Individual rights activists heard about it. The ACLU heard about it. Gun owners groups, they all threatened to sue the school. Some lawsuits were quickly being filed, and the school says, okay, we were wrong.
Good on
you. They changed the policy. That's
absolutely. Good on you, Harley.